You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The seventh instalment of the annual Serbian Festival in Sydney will be happening at Tumbalong Park, Darling Harbour in Sydney this weekend. It kicks off at 12 p.m. on Saturday until 10 p.m. and an earlier start time, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Sunday. The festival is entirely volunteer-run and organised by youth members of SOYA, or the Serbian Orthodox Youth Association. But on the day, volunteers come from all walks of life. Serbian natives, as well as members of various cultural groups in Australia, will be putting on a show for tourists and locals alike. Teodora Nogic is part of a small team in charge of entertainment, and she told us a bit about what the festival has in store. Festival runs over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and you were part of the volunteer team that helped organise performers and both folklore and music. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be on the program?
So the program is obviously over the 2 days, and we're going to have it from 12 p.m. and till 10 p.m. on the Saturday. Obviously, we've extended our Saturday program till 10 p.m, which is going to be our night concert with iBand. They are a young band playing all our greatest Serbian hits, and last year was a success, and so we thought to extend the times. We obviously do have folklore performances over the 2 days, I think about 2 hours of folklore on both days. Spread across the whole program, we have groups coming from interstate, so we have a group from Adelaide, we have a group from Perth, and we have a group from Melbourne, and they will be obviously performing their dances and showing the Serbs in Australia, in Sydney, as well as the wider multicultural community, what sort of folklore ranges from around Australia and how they are performed. Obviously the folklore performances will target a lot of other regions in Serbia, so we do have groups dancing Šumadija, from Cinje, from Kosovo. We have a few dancers and yeah, just a whole heap of folklore. Our bands are ranging from youth bands, so we do have Nasledja coming back to us, we do have a youth singing group from Adelaide that's joining us, and then we also range to the bands like Lola Lovina, Marcela Sunivors, and we do have our wonderful Adelaide Opera Nuts singing group who's toured Serbia, and they've performed at the Opera House, and they'll be joining us over the festival.
And from what I understand, in past years, it's not just performances on the stage. There is an opportunity for crowds to get involved as well.
Yes, so we've actually done two sort of competitions on stage. So our one on the Saturday is a collar battle, and basically it's our opportunity for folklore dancers to find a partner and dance for about 30 seconds to a minute of Udrich Kokola, and the crowd gets to decide who really is a good couple and who danced the best, and at the end they win a prize. And then on the Sunday we have the people versus Cevap, and basically it is who can eat the most Cevap in 60 seconds, and that's how basically it's won. And yeah, that's how the audience can get involved, and the audience can dance, they can sing throughout the whole day as well, so it's not just what's on stage, everyone is allowed to get involved.
Yep, and I hear that the volunteers in general are very happy to help out non-dancers and maybe people who aren't from a Serbian background to help teach them some basic steps so they can get involved.
Well yeah, so throughout the day we will have our collar music in the back, and obviously people do get involved in our serves. We love to dance collar, so it gives the opportunity for everyone to get involved, learn how to do the quick 8-step from side to side, and it's nothing too difficult for anyone, I don't think.
Dragan Veselinović is another youth member who has been volunteering for 6 out of the past 7 years. Dragan, how long have you been volunteering for the festival?
It's my 6th out of 7 years now, so Quite a while now.
That is quite a while. And why do you do it every year?
A couple of reasons. Passionate about the Serbian culture and history, and I'd love to showcase that to everyone I can that is in Sydney at the time, as well as volunteering just puts you together with great people, just connect you with great people and are like-minded.
And I've heard that you wrote a little something for the magazine this year. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in that and where people can pick it up from?
Yep, so the magazine can be picked up from our info store. I've contributed a piece about travel in Serbia, though there are several different kinds of information you can get in our magazine, from history to culture to food to music to famous Serbian people. So if you're arriving at the festival and you want a kind of a bit of a kickstart on what's going on and what's behind everything, then the magazine is a good start. It's a great introduction to what Serbian culture is all about.
In terms of food and drinks, I've also heard that it's not a food festival, it's a culture festival, but there's a lot happening. What are some of the greatest hits that are on offer?
Yeah, definitely. So it is a cultural festival, but there's no shortage of food at all. So if you've ever been to a Serbian household, there's probably food overflowing the table, and we kind of try to do the same thing at the festival. So in terms of food, there's krofne, there's čevapi, which is obviously one of our most famous dishes. There's pleskovice. In terms of drinks, there's the traditional rakia. There's going to be beer. We also have our most popular drink, limunana, coming out in a new flavour. So that's something to definitely look out for.
And limunana is?
So limunana is something that was created in Belgrade at a bar called Smokvica. And it just spread from there, and we kind of caught onto it. And one of the team members, not going to say who, discovered the secret recipe. And from there, it's just become our favourite hit. So it's just a really refreshing drink based off of fruits.
With plenty to eat, to drink, space to dance, the festival has been steadily growing in popularity since its inception 7 years ago. Volunteer Anna Bordic has been helping run things for the past 4 years and says that this year, volunteer numbers have hit a new record.
I've been volunteering for about 4 years now. We decided as a group of friends to join the festival to learn more about it and to be more applied into the Serbian community.
How many volunteers do you have for this year?
At the moment, we have about 100. That's the most that we've ever had, so our numbers keep growing and growing each year, which is amazing. As the festival gets bigger and bigger, we do need more manpower.
So it's not too late to register for 2019?
Definitely not. We even accept volunteers on the day. If you're interested to sign up and volunteer for the festival, which is on the 23rd to 24th of February, please visit our Facebook page and there is a form to fill out, registration form, and we'll be in contact with you shortly.
The festival stores will also include various grocery stores, stocking produce imported straight from Serbia. There will be small souvenirs on sale and info stores providing information about happenings and services within the Serbian community in Australia. So with the weather looking good, a nice cold drink and some live music could be a good plan for your weekend. If you need more information, head over to the Serbian Festival website at serbianfestival.com.au or their Facebook page, Serbian Festival Sydney. And SBS Radio will be running a stall as well, so don't be shy. Come on down and say hello to my colleague Branko and myself. We will be more than happy to chat. See you this weekend.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.